This hour brought to you in part by your Northern California Acura dealers at AcuraNorCal.com.
Get to JCPenney this Friday and Saturday to save on all your holiday gifts. Plus, save even more with JCP Cash. Go to JCP.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney.
Always love when Andrew's here, and he'll be back. He'll be back. We always have him on about once a quarter, and the lines always fill up quickly, and we never have enough time. Sometime we will just, you know, have him sit here for the whole 2 hours or something during a holiday week and stuff, because we never have enough time with him. A couple of quick things before we get into this hour. One is, remember, Santa Claus makes his annual visit to the show this coming Wednesday, 3 p.m., okay? 3 to 4, Santa, Mrs. Claus, and yes, Mondra and the Elf. Who's back from therapy. And that'll be Wednesday. So gather the kiddies by the radio, and that'll be Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Also, a lot of emails on the interview with George Martin, the Beatles producer, that I was giving away. And by the way, still, if you want to make a tax-deductible contribution of at least $50 to KGO Thanksgiving Charities, which is 900 Front Street, San Francisco, 94111. We had a ton more requests for it than I had anticipated. They went off to the duplicators. I figured I could just knock these things out on my home PC. Not so much. So they come back from the duplicators next week, and we'll start sending them out. I don't know if they'll get everybody's home. I know some people are saying, I want to give it to a friend for Christmas. Let them know it's coming. But they come back from the duplicators next week, and thank y'all for your interest, but I have had extra ones made. So if you still want to contribute to KGO Thanksgiving Charities, you can. And at least a $50 tax-deductible contribution will get you one of the most interesting conversations about the whole history of the Beatles that I have ever heard and had the privilege to be there for. Now, saw the story in the news last night, and I was listening to it. Ron did it briefly on the show this morning. And it was a story that otherwise I thought, you know, it's another one of those, you know, lawsuit things. I wasn't really going to do it. And it's California now is trying to get the attorney general, who is going to be Kamala Harris in a few days, to take action against Hooters. And the whole thing of the suit is kind of a complex legal theory that Ron went into. And I don't think there's much there, and I don't think Harris is going to do anything with it. But there was an aspect of the story that I'm watching, and I'm going, well, it's another one of these things. And I just went, wait, because it always kind of ticks me off. And that's clothing sexualizing little girls. We, in the last 10, 20 years, done more stories and have been more upset about pedophiles than, I guess, anything, almost. You know, it's constant, the stories and the fear and the reality of it all, and the internet made it worse, and we're always talking about this. And at the same time, we have clothing. There's a baby bib. Says, all my daddy wanted was a BJ, but they spell out the whole thing. There are T-shirts for tween girls that are in the clothing stores right now. Santa's Bitch. Pussy Power. We're not talking about 18 and 19-year-olds. We're talking about for like 11, 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds. It has a cute black kitten. You see, it's supposed to be kind of a joke. For little girls, high beams, right by their nipples. And in case you missed them, padded and push-up bras for girls as young as 8. The hell do they have to push up? So on the one hand, we're complaining about all of this. And on the other hand, we seem to be pushing it because 8-year-old girls generally aren't buying their own clothing. Somebody, mom, dad, is buying this. Let's talk about what's going on with this. Because the part of the Hooters story that interested me, again, wasn't the general lawsuit and everything. It was a T-shirt in a children's size that said, Future Hooters Girl. Seriously? The co-author of a book, So Sexy, So Soon, The New Sexualized Childhood and What Parents Can Do to Protect Their Kids, is Diane Levin. professor and co-author of the book. Diane, welcome to KGO. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. That was a great introduction.
It's a sad introduction. What the hell is going on with this?
Sad, but you really touched on issues that are so important to connect to that we often miss.
Well, you know, even like 2 days ago, I saw a consumer product safety thing about they're taking this lipstick for little girls. By little, I mean, you know, like little girls, 5, 6, 7 years old, off the market because it contained lead or something like that. And I'm reading this. I'm like, wait a second. Lipstick for...
There's actually lipstick being sold for three-year-olds.
Well...
in toy stores.
Okay. A certain amount of that is at home wanting to dress up like mommy and all of that. That's cool. But the thing is, girls are going out and they're going to school in this stuff.
Exactly. I recently talked to a kindergarten teacher. You talked about push-up bras for 8-year-olds. This was a little girl in kindergarten who had bikini underpants and push-up bra. And all the other girls saw it when she showed them, and then they went home and started nagging their parents for similar purchases. So parents may buy them, but there's a huge amount of effort to create this buzz among little girls even younger than you were talking about to get involved in the sexualized clothing.
Now, normally I would say parents should just go, no. But we did a show just a couple of days ago, and it was more about the parenting angle than the consumer lawsuit thing, because there's this battle here in San Francisco and now through all of California through another lawsuit about banning toys with Happy Meals.
Right.
And because parents say they can't say no to their kid when they want a toy with their meal. So when a girl says, I don't know, they see Lady Gaga, I can understand why they go, oh, I want to look like that. But parents really buy this stuff instead of just saying no?
Well, I guess what I could say is even if parents said no, there would still be a huge problem with this because other girls in the class would still have it. And then the difficulty about parents saying no every day and the haves and the have-nots, and parents can't say no to everything, so they'll say no to 90% of it, but there'll still be things that get in. And then there's grandparents' gifts, and then there's birthday party gifts. So that I've interviewed thousands of parents through the years about their efforts to deal with this issue. And even the best educated, most thoughtful, most caring parents cannot fully protect their kids from what you're talking about. So we shouldn't be making it harder at every turn for parents to do their job by all of this stuff. Unfortunately, lawsuits aren't necessarily the way to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
But marketing and trying to create a peer culture with products that aren't good for kids, that make it really, really hard for parents to do their job, is becoming huger and huger and huger.
But what is there about this? I mean, who wants to over-sexualize little kids, especially? I mean, there was a time we didn't talk because it was creepy and nobody believed kids and all that. We didn't talk about people who were attracted to little girls and little boys and all that kind of stuff. But those days are long gone. So it just seems even odder that we have this stuff that overtly sexualizes kids this young.
Right. I mean, a couple of things. One of the biggest reasons is money. Huge amounts of money are being made out of creating these kinds of products for children. And what's happening is that younger and younger, I mean, I started saying this when it was a problem with 10 and 12-year-olds, and now it's a problem with 5 and 6-year-olds. So that things have gradually moved down to younger ages, and huge amounts of money are being made on these products. It's for parents who don't have a lot of money, who try to shop at some of the mass market stores, they often say it's the only thing they can find. It's become huge, huge, huge. So, I mean, what it's doing for children is it's teaching little girls what they look and what they can buy determines their value. It's how they learn to judge themselves. And having very skinny bodies, I might add, too, which is contributing to eating disorders.
Yeah, I've heard that, too, that this whole kind of thing of having to be, quote, unquote, sexy that young is contributing to eating disorders, lack of self-esteem and depression, because most kids are not going to look like that.
That's exactly what the research, I mean, those three have been found with older kids. We haven't done it with kids so young because it's so recent. But what we find is that as little girls start treating themselves as objects and judging themselves by how they look, and their number one favorite thing to do is to go shopping. And what happens is it's what girls do when they're with each other. I mean, play is disappearing. Mm-hmm. Instead, they focus on trying to be sexy. And so what it's doing is boys learn to judge girls by how they look. Girls learn to judge themselves by how they look. And there's this objectification of relationships and objectification of behavior. That's what worries me the most.
Yeah.
Not the clothing, but that kids are learning to consume and to focus on appearance rather than humanity and positive social interactions. And that has implications as kids do get involved in sexual activity and how they choose partners, and that sex is not connected to relationships either.
Yeah, and it's happening younger and younger and younger.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to talk about this. Diane Levenite, thank you so much for being with us. And again, her book is So Sexy, So Soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. So, again, the part of the Hooters story that got me wasn't the general Hooters story about people going to Hooters, taking their kids to Hooters and all that. I just, you know, I figured, I don't know, didn't do anything. If you've ever seen people dressed up at Hooters and stuff, it's you see sexier stuff, certainly on the beach, but even out in the street. No, part of the story that got me was the future Hooters girl thing, and I'm not picking on just Hooters because it's the Juicy Couture saying, okay, it's one thing for a grown-up, it's weird for a grown-up, but seeing somebody walking down the street with their little girl who's got the word juicy written across their buttocks is just weird. I'm sorry, it's just strange. And they're with mom. So, what? Let me just ask you, and let me ask especially parents, how are you dealing with this? Are your kids coming and asking you, are your daughters coming and asking you for sexier and sexier stuff? And if so, how are you dealing with it? Is the peer pressure just too much where you have to give in? Even if your kid's not interested, what are you seeing? When you take your kid to school, what are you seeing around? Do you think this is right to buy this kind of stuff? Or it's like, hey, come on, it's funny, it's cute, the kids get it. I don't know. What do you think? 808-0810, 808-0810. It's the clothing stuff, the makeup and all of this. This is the thing that bothers me. And the fact that it's happening at the same time when we're all, you know, when there's an Amber Alert every 5 minutes. I just find we're at a very strange part of society. 808-0810, 808-0810. What do you think of this kind of clothing? And if you've got a kid who has asked you for this stuff, how do you handle it? 808-0810, Gilgros KGO. We will go to your calls after we do a quick check of the news and certainly the weather right here at KGO.
When it comes to buying a new all-in-one printer for your business, you have two options. Get the faster printer or the slower one. Think fast and choose Epson. The Epson Workforce 630 series prints up to 2 times faster than the HP OfficeJet 6500 while delivering the outstanding image quality Epson is known for. Keep your business running at full speed with the Workforce 630 series from Epson. Built to perform.
Find great deals on an Epson Workforce printer at Fry's, Staples, Best Buy, and Epson.com.
Welcome, procrastinators. At Orchard Supply Hardware, we have the gifts. We know it's the season where you can be naughty or nice. Either way you go, you need to reward yourself for your behavior. To help, we've got 25% off the regular price of everything Craftsman. All in-stock hand tools and chests, power tools and accessories, even lawnmowers. This weekend, in-store and now online at Osh.com. You might not be on Santa's list, but it has been known to be incomplete. Plus, Dickies durable workwear. All heavy-duty pants, jackets, and shirts are also 25% off at Osh through Christmas Eve. They're chimney safe if you want to take your Santa persona to the next level. All this is part of the great Christmas tradition of, whoops, I seem to have bought most of the gifts for myself. Let's not let that one die. Orchard Supply Hardware, bringing you holiday values since 1931.
Get ready, golf fans. The 2011 PGA Tour season starts January 6th on Golf Channel. And this season, it's a whole new ballgame with more young guns, more seasoned veterans, more last-second heroics, more amazing moments. And it all starts January 6th from Hawaii as Golf Channel serves up 4 full days of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions live from Kapalua. Don't miss a moment. The PGA Tour on Golf Channel. Game on.
This holiday, I like a Captain Universe rocket ship with its own launch pad, moon buggy, turbo blaster, and some really,
really cool LED running lights and an agility control suspension that adjusts to the road for awesome handling and performance.
The Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get the Mercedes-Benz you've dreamed of for a price you've never dreamed possible. Like the powerful, fuel-efficient 2011 C300 Sport Sedan. An Insurance Institute for Highway Safety top safety pick in 2010. Now lease one for just $339 a month for 27 months with $3,379 due at signing. But hurry, offers end January 3rd. The Mercedes-Benz winter event. May all your holiday wishes come true.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 3rd, 2011. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
Visit your local Bay Area Mercedes-Benz dealer for a test drive today or visit on the web at BayAreaMercedes.com.
This hour is brought to you in part by Mancini Sleep World, inviting you to save 50% on the largest selection of top brand mattresses with no interest until 2012. Visit sleepworld.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less at another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for detail.
The winter storm season has arrived here in California, and that means an increased chance of power outages. Pacific Gas and Electric Company works hard to prepare for and minimize storm-related outages. However, some things are just in Mother Nature's control. And the most important thing for you to do is keep safe. PG&E asks that you report any downed power lines immediately by calling 1-800-PGE-5002. Again, that's 1-800-PGE-5002. You should never try to touch or move the lines yourself. If you lose power at home, turn off or unplug appliances to prevent the risk of equipment damage when your power is restored. At your request, we'll be happy to provide you with a call when it's safe to plug them back in. When an outage does occur, PG&E is doing everything they can to get your power restored as quickly as possible and give you up-to-date information on your expected time of restoration. The 20,000 dedicated men and women of PG&E thank you for your patience and encourage you to stay safe.
Sure, they don't like it that guys leer at the girls, but now is peeved at Hooters for catering to kids.
You want to talk?
Where the Bay Area comes to talk. On KGO AM, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. News Talk 18.
Going to get to your calls in just a moment at KGO, but first, into the KGO newsroom. Got to check up on a lot of news, and of course, the big news is going to be the weather, Brett Burkhart.
Yeah, that's right. All afternoon and for the weekend, too, is a big rainstorm. In fact, there are six of them lined up out in the Pacific, and we're experiencing the first one this afternoon. KGO's Lloyd Lindsay-Young is tracking the storms for us, and he joins us live. Lloyd?
All right, Brett, thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. Boy, Doppler radar, very impressive. Expect heavy rain within the next hour in San Francisco, extending north into portions of Marin County, Sonoma County. So heavy rain tonight, gusty winds up to 45 miles an hour. Power outages are possible. Rainfall amounts 1 to 2 inches by tomorrow morning in the lower elevations. For the rest of the weekend, occasional showers, locally heavy at times, minor flooding likely, power outages possible, very heavy snow in the Sierra Nevada, and then much more rain next week. We'll cover it all on the afternoon news beginning shortly after 4 o'clock.
All right. Thank you so much, KGO's Lloyd Lindsay-Young. Friends and family of an Antioch woman killed by a hit-and-run driver 1 week ago today are holding a vigil tonight at the scene of the crash. 42-year-old Jill Bennett was in the crosswalk near the intersection of L Street and Claudia Court when she was hit by a minivan. Officers described the minivan as a mid to late 90s model, dark blue or purple with damage to the front end. The vigil begins at 5 tonight. Checking the KGO 24-hour traffic center, eastbound 4 at Loveridge in Pittsburgh is back open after some emergency repairs. But look at this. There's a new crash. It's at the Center Divide at Lone Tree at Antioch, so you're backed up beyond Bailey. Westbound 4 is heavy from Hillcrest to Loveridge. A new crash in Santa Clara. Two cars are blocking both lanes in both directions on Lawrence Expressway. A crash on northbound 280 before 380 in San Bruno. It's been moved to the right shoulder. And northbound 280 at 880, there is an overturn. A car landed on its roof, and it's on the right shoulder. There are injuries reported, so expect a backup in the area. And as you heard, KGO's Lloyd Lindsay-Young, brace for it. 40-mile-an-hour wind gust tonight, and then heavy rain on and off throughout the weekend. We'll have complete weather and traffic coverage throughout the afternoon news beginning next hour. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Again, you know, there's the story about the whole Hooters thing, and there's this lawsuit about Hooters, and Hooters doesn't especially offend me. Well, the one time I ate in one, which was in Cleveland, their hamburger did. It was just the absolute greasiest thing I've ever seen, felt, touched, or tasted outside of a Jiffy Lube. I mean, it was just absolutely miserable. But I don't think it's the end of a civilization. I don't think it, you know, does anything to the young women who all work there voluntarily and all that stuff. The thing that did bother me from the report was the clothing they were selling to kids, including future Hooters girls for little girls, which goes with all of this kind of sexualized stuff that they're selling to kids. That's what I find interesting, and that's what we're talking about. 808-0810. We're going to start with Sophia in San Carlos. Sophia, welcome to KGO. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm good.
Good. Good. What do you think of this?
Well, I go to high school, and I've really noticed that a lot of girls, like, wear low-cut stuff and things that hug them, like, hug their curves and figures a lot more. Mm-hmm. And I don't really like it. I personally don't like showing off my body that way, and I was brought up to be more conservative. And I just think that a lot of the girls who do wear these types of clothing that are definitely more, sexier and stuff like that, probably to get boys' attention, I think, yeah, most of the time it is, and I just think it's silly.
Do you feel pressure to dress that way? Do they make fun of you for not dressing that way, or do they just pretty much leave you alone and feel, well, this is what I want, or what?
I don't really feel pressure. Well, I do feel pressured, but not, like, specifically them telling me to, like, oh, you should wear this because it'll make you look cuter. I do feel just pressure because you do see the girls wearing stuff like that and the boys drool over them. And I have guy friends and they're like, oh yeah, look what she's wearing. Like, she's so hot. And I just think that girls who wear that type of clothing, they're definitely bringing the wrong kind of attention to themselves and the wrong type of boys.
Yeah, there's always that thing where you hear people complaining, girls and boys, that I don't, because boys sometimes they get a lot of attention because of athletics or something, and then there comes some point where they're feeling kind of lonely and go, you know, I don't think I'm liked for myself. And you'd want to go, yeah, well, you got to put a little more of yourself on display than all that other stuff. You hanging in there, Sophia?
Yeah.
Good. How old are you?
I'm 14.
Cool. Cool. You know what? If you've got that kind of strength of character at 14, I'm not worried about you. All right? You take care. Have a good holiday.
You too.
All right. Alice in Vallejo. Alice, welcome to KGO.
Hi, Gil.
Hi.
Hi, Gil. There's so many parts to this. One that Sophia's comments brought up, and that is cleavage. I don't think anybody doesn't show cleavage anymore. I mean,
yeah,
the doctor's uniforms on TV, cleavage. Very interesting. But about the Hooters, the little girls that end up in Hooters didn't stand on the sidewalk yelling and screaming, Mommy, Daddy, please take me into Hooters. Please take me into Hooters. I've got to go into Hooters. It's the parents who take the little girl's hand and lead them into Hooters. And when they're 3 and 4, they probably don't notice what's going on, but what they do notice is that there's a possibility of a souvenir. That souvenir is this really cute little T-shirt, and they can't read it. So do they jump up and have a fit because they want a certain kind of hamburger? No, they have a fit because they want the souvenir.
Hmm.
Mommy and Daddy get them the souvenir, and of course once they get it, they want to wear it. And that's one side of it. The other side of it has nothing to do with little girls. I think it might even be worse for the parents who take their sons into places like Hooters, because it totally sexualizes a female. It lowers, in my opinion, the expectations of what a boy will want from a woman later on in life.
Hmm. It may, but and I guess the reason why I'm focusing on the clothing thing is just I wonder. I think you know, older girls and young women have a certain amount of control, although you know, you don't have control over the way people treat you, it's true, but over their environment and their world and things. But when little girls, even if they just got it as a souvenir, they don't understand the thinking. I mean, you're right. That's the point I made at the beginning. Eight-year-old girls are not buying the stuff for themselves.
That's
they may,
right.
You know, there's some grown-up somewhere who's buying something that says juicy on their butt or pussy power or whatever.
Oh, I haven't seen that one thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, but got to talk about it because it's out there and people think, oh, it's cute. But
no,
what I worry
not.
About is the way the kid is seeing. Yeah, exactly. The way his kid is being seen by other people and, by grown-ups. I just think, what are we doing?
Last night I was in Target picking up some things. And on the way out, I happened to walk past the little girl's underwear section.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking little girls.
Okay.
These were size 8 little girls. And first time in my life I've ever seen this,
There
was a padded bra, size 8. I thought, I walked past that and I thought, oh my God, if somebody opens that up for Christmas, I would think, now I could be wrong, how embarrassing for that child to open that up in front of her brother and her father, a padded bra.
I would be more embarrassed for the idiot that gave the kid that, but yeah, exactly. And I mentioned that at the beginning of the show. Like, who is this for? I thank you so much for the call, Alice. More of your calls coming up here. And, of course, we're going to stay right on top of the weather situation for you on KGO.
Hey, honey, should we use our points from Chase Sapphire for a shopping trip or a getaway?
How about shopping for our getaway?
Presenting Chase Sapphire, the complete rewards card with points you can use for just about anything.
You know, I've always wanted to go to Miami.
I'd love to see Martha's Vineyard.
Let's meet in the middle in Myrtle Beach.
Done.
Use your points to book travel with no restrictions or blackout dates. Any flight, any hotel, anytime. Not planning travel? Use your points to get millions of merchandise reward options.
I'm going to pick up a new golf bag with my points.
You might want to pick up some lessons to go with it.
I can golf.
Hmm.
To apply today, call 877-79-RADIO or go to chasesapphire.com/radio4. Get unlimited points that never expire and 10,000 points after first use. Where other rewards cards make promises, we deliver.
With so many things to do with our points, I can't decide.
You just leave it to me.
Okay.
Call 877-79-RADIO or go to chasesapphire.com/radio4. Chase Sapphire. Chase what matters. Credit cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See chasesapphire.com/radio for pricing and rewards details.
John asked the AT&T representative on the other end of the line to repeat what they'd said. And there it was again. 3 magic words. It's your choice. John couldn't believe it. Choice. AT&T wanted John to get the bundle that was best for John. Cable never gave John all those choices. The AT&T person asked if John was still on the line. Just trying to decide, John said. This choice thing would take some getting used to.
Choose the bundle that's right for you. Get AT&T UVerse TV with a DVR that can record up to 4 shows at once from any room on a single DVR and play them back on any TV. Plus, get internet and your choice of home phone or wireless voice, all starting at $99 a month with a 1-year price guarantee. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT, visit our stores, or click att.com/TV. AT&T, rethink possible.
Geographic and service restrictions apply. Advertised price requires a 1-year term commitment for bundled UVerse services. Taxes and other charges apply. Early termination fees and other conditions apply. Total home DVR requires extra receivers at $7 per month. All funds $319.11. For details, visit att.com/TV.
Get this week's bad aftertaste out of your mouth and savor Friday with one delicious drop of Hall's Defense. Hall's Defense has 100% of your daily vitamin C value. Hall's Defense, a pep talk in every drop.
Are you sick of getting scalded in the shower when someone else flushes the toilet? Are you tired of low water pressure? Are your water pipes leaking under your concrete floor? Then you need to repipe your home now with MasterServe.
The reason I called MasterServe, I had a slab leak. The water didn't come into the house. It was going underneath the house. My water bill was 4 times as high as it should be. I realized I really have a problem, and I started to think, what am I going to do? And I called MasterServe. They came right out. He looked at the house. He said, yeah, you're leaking about 4 or 5 gallons an hour. He said, turn the water off because you're going to have problem with the foundation. If you don't, when they came out, they were on time. They continue to the job's done. The guys who do the job are just like artists. When they walk out, you're happy with the job.
Now Mass Serv is offering a 30% discount and a free tankless water heater. Add in up to $1,650 in tax credits and rebates, and it really is the best time to repipe your house. Call 1-800-806-REPIPE. That's 1-800-806-7374. 1-800-806-REPIPE. Or visit repipenow.com.
What do you look for your vehicle to do? Beyond taking it places. Because I found out my Subaru helps build homes, delivers hot meals to the elderly, protects our oceans and waterways, gives kids a big brother or sister to look up to, and keeps animals safe from harm. Sure, I got my new Subaru for all the things I want to do. But with my help, nearly $10 million has been donated to charity over the last 2 years. I knew my Subaru could do a lot, but it's a good feeling to know just how much.
Giving back feels good. That's why we created the Subaru Share the Love event, where you get the best deal of the year on any new Subaru, and $250 is donated to your choice of five charities. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 3rd.
Lease the 2011 Legacy 2.5i for $199 per month for 36 months with $1,498 due at signing, and $250 gets donated to your choice of five charities. Tax, title, and registration fees extra. Call 800-WANT-AWD for lease details or see participating dealer. Take delivery from dealer stock by 1-3-11. Submit your charity selection by 1-31-11. And see Subaru.com/share for details.
If you've been shopping for the best price on new floor covering, listen very carefully. Between now and December 31st, you can save an additional 20% on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and resilient flooring in stock at both Just Remnant stores. You know Just Remnants. That's where you buy designer quality floor covering at discount warehouse prices. And right now, you get an additional 20% off the clearly marked price on everything in Just Remnants' enormous inventory of brand name flooring. Just Remnants never inflates prices before a sale. 20% off means 20% off. If you buy by Monday, December 20th, Just Remnants will guarantee professional installation by Christmas. Visit them at their two locations, 950 Piner Road, just west of Highway 101 in Santa Rosa, and the corner of Anderson Drive and Bellum Boulevard, next to Tap Plastics in San Rafael. And when you do stop by, tell the folks at Just Remnants Gene Byrne said hi.
The first choice for traffic reports on your commute.
KGO's new traffic on the fives.
Our reports are earlier to get you there faster. KGO News Talk 810.
Entertain you.
Actually, I have a story about this song, which I'll tell you later if I have time. Let's get back to this story that we're doing about. And it's a decent time to do it because some of the stuff is being given as presents. Heavily sexualized clothing being given to little girls. And by little girls, I don't mean 17-year-olds. I'm talking about 8, 9, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and all that. Back to your calls in just a second. Dr. Robert Epstein joins us for a moment here, the author of Teen 2.0, Saving Our Children and Families from the Torment of Adolescence. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing, Gil?
I'm fine. What do you make of this stuff? Are we kind of pushing our kids into it? It's almost like they're going from babyhood to being kind of little sexualized grown-ups all at once.
You know, that's not what's actually worrying me. What's actually worrying me is the deliberate marketing of all kinds of things to younger and younger people, just the expansion of that market to a point of craziness. Can I give you a couple of statistics here that will shock you?
Go for it.
1990, which wasn't that long ago, business and industry in America were spending $100 million marketing to children and teens. Now, that sounds like a lot, right?
Yeah.
But in 2000, that number had jumped by a factor of 20 to $2 billion a year. By 2006, just literally the food and drink industries were spending $2 billion a year just marketing to children and teens. So that's really what we're seeing here. This sexualizing and selling sexual clothes and makeup to very young people, that's just part of a larger problem of just selling them everything and getting them to spend a fortune. That's what's really happening.
But there's a weird part of this. And as I said earlier, and I did not think it would, but it seems to connect with the Happy Meal story that we've been talking about for the last several weeks in the San Francisco area. the kids aren't buying these for the most part themselves, especially, you know, the padded bras for eight-year-olds. Yeah, they may be whining and saying, kicking and screaming and saying, so-and-so has it. But where's the breakdown where parents are going, okay, I hate this, but I can't take 3 minutes of whining, so I'm going to give it to you, even if I think it's totally against what's right and my better nature and everything else.
Well, that's called pester power, and there are marketing agencies. I have a whole list of them, actually. There are marketing agencies that actually help businesses to get children to do that to their parents, believe it or not. It's all engineered. It's called pester power. And supposedly by next year, teens alone in our country are going to be spending over $200 billion in direct purchases, and that does not include pester power. And it's all engineered by these marketing agencies.
Okay, but to wrap up, there's all kinds of crap I could sell kids. I can sell them crappy food. I can sell them crappy games. I can sell them crappy apps for their crappy phones. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things. Why this stuff that sexualizes little kids? Whose idea is it to put? Yeah.
No, you've actually hit the nail on the head. Because this is what the marketers figured out. Because you can sell them anything. That's why. See, you're focusing on. I realize why, and I agree with you because I have six kids myself, so I have these concerns.
Amazing, you've got enough time to do an interview.
I know there's kids outside screaming here right now, but the point is that what marketers realize is, look, you're an adult. You got a job, right? You got stuff you have to take care of. You just can't spend your money any old way you want to. And the same with me. But what they figured out was that all these young people, through direct purchases and through pester power, there's no limit to what you can get them to spend money on because it's all discretionary spending. It's literally the marketer's wet dream.
But why the sexual stuff in particular?
Because they can.
Because the kids will want it. Because they want to grow up quicker.
Well, yeah, because they've got the role models, the business. It's all part of the same set of businesses. The fashion and music industries present role models to young people who are sexual creatures, and that gets. But that's deliberate to get them to buy more stuff.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it is.
No, I get it. I get it. I mean, thinking back on it, look, I'm a 9-year-old girl. I'm not going to be able to sing like Lady Gaga. I'm not going to be able to dance like Lady Gaga. I'm not going to be famous like Lady Gaga. I'm nine years old. I can sure as hell look like her.
Exactly.
Got it.
That's what they do. They flood YouTube with the videos, and they're saying this is what you should be buying this week. And it's just a dream world, as I say, for the marketing people in the business world, because they can get them to buy anything.
I got it. I can't sell you talent, but I can sell you the look. All right. Dr. Robert Epstein is the author of Teen 2.0. What we're going to do is spend the rest of the hour talking to you on the phone. Would you buy the stuff for your girls? And it seems to be especially girls. I mean, guys, you know, do thug looks and things like that, mostly by turning their baseball caps around. Frankly, most kids look more like Buster Posey than they look like a thug, but, you know, there you go. But would you buy this for your kids when your kid bugs you for it or you see other kids in school with this? What do you think? 808-0810. We get back to your calls in a moment. We've got to check on the storms that are happening and all the other news into the KGO newsroom with Brett Burkhardt.
Good afternoon, Gil. A former Bar police officer dismissed in the wake of the Oscar Grant shooting now being reinstated. KGO's Robbie Paramon has reaction from some BART board members who say the decision was taken out of their hands.
BART had taken a position that she was not telling the truth, but I think in the end, that's why we have a court of law. And although this wasn't exactly a court of law, it was an arbitrator.
He apparently decided differently and has reinstated the officer.
Dorothy Duggar is BART's general manager.
We thought we took the right action, but we must live with the decision that the arbitrator has made.
Much more on this story during the KGO Afternoon News. A Novato teen has been sentenced to 2 years in Marin County Juvenile Hall for a September crash that killed a 15-year-old Novato high school student. The teen admitted to driving drunk. San Francisco's new Sit Lie. ordinance became effective today, but it will not be enforced until February when officers have been properly trained. Let's get into the KGO 24-hour traffic center. The weather certainly having an effect, and it doesn't help that it's Friday afternoon and usually heavy at this time. Southbound 880, the ramp to 280. We have an overturned crash. The car landed on its roof. The connector is partially blocked, and emergency crews are on scene. In San Jose, Tolley Road, eastbound ramp to 101, northbound overturned vehicle. Let's see, Santa Clara, Lawrence Expressway, two-car crash affecting both directions of Lawrence Expressway. Santa Cruz Mountain, 17 northbound before Redwood Estates. There is a crash. Three separate crashes being cleared out of the lanes. We received a traffic patroller call about 15 minutes ago. It said it was clear in the area, but this one was just coming in about 2 minutes ago. So looks like 17 is having more problems for the afternoon commute. The 5th Street ramp in San Francisco to eastbound 80. There is a crash on the right shoulder. And in Antioch, 4 eastbound at Lone Tree Way, a crash on the left shoulder, the center divide. You're backed up beyond Bailey, and you're also backed up on westbound 4 as well. It's just going to be a mess, and we will have continuing traffic coverage throughout the afternoon on KGO, as well as the weather coverage from Lloyd Lindsay-Young, who says the rain will be heavy at times tonight. Gusty winds with gusts up to 40 miles an hour, and then on and off heavy rain through Sunday. On your radio, it's 810. KGO News Talk 810. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
And keep it here, because Lloyd will have live forecast for you all afternoon with the KGO Afternoon News with Brett and Chris starting at 4 o'clock. Coming up, more of your calls in KGO.
The Good Life, explained in exquisite detail by Gene Burns. Dining Around begins Saturday at 10 a.m. on KGO News Talk 810.
Anything's possible after a great night's sleep, and Mancini Sleep World can make it happen tonight. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our factory-authorized 50% off mattress sale. Curl up in a luxurious Simmons Beautyrest, or how about a plush Sealy Posturepedic, or relax in the cool comfort memory foam of a Serta Perfect Sleeper. Your choice of comfort, 50% off. We've negotiated with our top manufacturers to bring you these huge savings, but only for a limited time. Money's tight? No problem. We've got a mattress to fit anyone's budget. And with no down payment and no interest until 2012, the savings really add up. We make it easy so you can rest easy with free delivery, free setup, a free bed frame, and we'll even take your old mattress away, all for free. Hurry in to one of our 28 stores for this limited offer. The time is now to get a healthy night's sleep. Come see what we can do for you at Mancini Sleep World. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
That's the place to go.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a free Ryobi power tool worth up to $99 when you buy a Ryobi Super Combo Kit or a Lithium Ion Combo Kit. Select that free tool from a wide range of power tools and make two of the people on your list happy, or one of them very happy. We're lowering the cost of an extra package under the tree with a free power tool when you buy a Ryobi Super Combo Kit. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through December 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Do you like the idea of never making another monthly mortgage payment as long as you live in your home? It's true. If you're 62 or older and own your home, this might be just what you need. One Reverse Mortgage is offering a free guide and DVD explaining how they can help you turn your home's equity into extra cash, your cash, money you can use for anything. This Reverse Mortgage Guide and DVD clearly explains you still own your newfound money won't affect your Medicare or Social Security, and the government even insures your reverse mortgage. If you're a homeowner 62 or older, you need to check out this incredible opportunity. It's like a home equity loan with a very important difference. You'll never make another monthly mortgage payment. Get this information now, toll-free, at 855-515-HOME, 855-515-HOME, or go online at onereversemortgage.com. Get your free Reverse Mortgage Guide and DVD now at 855-515-HOME. It's your money. Get it now.
Homeowner responsible for home maintenance, taxes, and insurance. Equal housing lender. Licensed by the Department of Corporations under California Finance Lenders Law.
I'm Reverend Cecil Williams from Glide Church in San Francisco. The holidays are upon us, and some would say it's the most joyful time of the year. But here at Glide, we also like to think of it as the time to be compassionate. It's a time when I ask you to not judge people, but accept them. To not pity people, but to love them. This is the time when joy comes from sharing with one another. Show your compassion through Glide, where we offer programs that break the cycle of poverty. And we feed the hungry 3 meals a day, every day. On Christmas Day alone, we hope to serve 6,000 meals. This is the season to reach out and lift each other up. please donate at 415-674-6000 or at glide.org. For those in need and for you, this is the most joyful thing you can do.
This is a security.
Please place all carry-on items in a container.
Do I need
Step to forward, please, sir.
This is ridiculous. I don't have anything.
I need
anything
to take a full body scan.
No way. I am not.
Oh, my. What's this?
That's just a carpet sample from S&G Carpet that I'm taking to show my wife, because if we act now, they can install it before the holidays, and S&G will still pay our sales tax.
I need to patch you down, sir.
No.
What is this?
Hardwood and laminate samples. S&G can install either before the holidays, and I couldn't fit it in my luggage, so I put it down my pants.
And this?
The vinyl flooring.
Wait, S&G can install carpet, hardwood, and vinyl before the holidays?
Yes, and they'll pay the sales tax. TSA.
TSA?
You know, take the sales tax away.
It's true. In most cases, S&G can install the carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile you want before the holidays. Plus, for just a little while longer, they'll still pay your sales tax. And as always, S&G will beat any written estimate by 10%.
S&G, more than carpet.
In Almaden, Pleasanton, and Santa Clara, or on the web at sgcarpet.com.
Safeway Talks, the main course. When you serve up a delicious holiday main course from Safeway, you'll get oohs and ahs from everyone at the table. That's why it only makes sense to get your main course from the place that's all about food, Safeway. And we're making the price just as tasty as the meal itself. This week, a delicious Safeway smoked whole or shank half ham, bone in, is just 99 cents a pound with your club card. Limit 2 while supplies last. So pick up the star of your holiday celebration at Safeway. And while you're there, don't miss more amazing club card specials, like sweet navel oranges for only 37 cents a pound. And Safeway has great gift cards all in one convenient location. Come in for the best deals on iTunes $10 gift cards. Get 15% off a 4-pack. That's a $6 savings. It's daily deal time with a different amazing deal every day till Christmas. Today, get 2 liters of Refresh soda or mixers for only 47 cents each with your club card. Limit 3. Make Safeway your holiday destination. Safeway, ingredients for life.
It's never too late to buy great gifts at Lowe's. Shop now and get 20% off Samsung appliances or 10% off other major appliances. Experience Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offer valid December 16th through December 20th. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
And Gaga's call back for Christmas. Egg, egg. Anything, does it? What we're talking about here is, yeah, I understand why kids want to be, you know, like Lady Gaga, but it was interesting, as Dr. Epstein pointed out, you can't merchandise her talent, of which she's got tons. You can't, you know, make an 8-year-old or 9-year-old girl a great singer or a dancer or play the piano or anything else. You can sell them the look, which I guess is the reason why they sell them the look. But some of the sexually explicit T-shirts, undies, and all of that, that they're selling. It's not even that they're selling. People are buying them for their kids. What the hell is that? I guess the question. Matt in Alameda. Matt, welcome to KGO, sir.
I have apologized for the poor reception, but I'm calling on AT&T. But anyway, what you're talking about, is me and my wife talk about this all the time. I'm 42 years old. We have a 16-month-year-old daughter. Back in college, there's a documentary I saw called Killing Us Softly, and it's all about how media objectifies women, particularly in the fashion industry.
The woman who was our first guest, by the way, this hour, was the person who made that documentary.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Nail on the head. She's right on, and she was ahead of her time. Me and my wife will say this is the pornification of America, you know, and unfortunately, as you said earlier, with the Happy Meal stories, it is all connected, you know, with the consolidation of corporate America and the fact, I mean, I could just go on here. You know,
yeah, but corporations can make something that sells the sex of a little girl, but the corporations made and threw tons of money into New Coke, but we went, nah. You know, they did the same thing with the Edsel.
The guy hit the nail on the head with the pester power.
Yeah.
You know, I see why people want to kill Elmo. Is because my 16-month-year-old, I love Elmo, but now I want to kill him
too.
Because, you know, my 16-month-year-old, she will not stop screaming, Elmo, 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 Elmo. You know, and it doesn't go on for, you know, a couple minutes. We're going on a couple weeks. We're pushing a couple months.
Wow.
So
wow.
It's – and that's the hard part about being a parent. And, yep. You know, our culture is set up to work 40 hours a week or more. and to provide and to make money and not to focus on the importance, which is being a parent and not, you know, letting your girl get her ears pierced at birth, and, you know, to diverge. You know, there's a, you know, you can talk culturally. We were down in Cabo San Lucas and we were watching the stuff on TV of this talent contest, and there were these kids that were like 4, 5, 6 years old dancing, freaking each other, and everybody was just sitting there like, you know, that's no big deal. And me and my wife are like, our jaws are on the floor going, well, this is insane. You know, and so I don't know.
All I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't get it. You know, the Elizabeth Smart kidnapping case finally came to trial and all of that, and David Mitchell was found guilty of kidnapping her and transporting her for sex and all of that. Okay, after she's found, her dad gives an interview on Larry King, who had his, you know, last show last night, very dramatic and all that, and Elizabeth was not, did not want to give an interview about what happened to her yet, which totally understandable, nor should she. But her father, on the Larry King show, had Elizabeth perform on the harp, and which is okay, too. It says, well, she wants to play some music for you. She was all made up. She was like, I don't know, 15 or something at the time. She's wearing grown-up makeup. She's wearing this diaphanous flowing gown. It was almost like a centerfold from the pedophile Playboy. And I'm going, what the hell are you thinking, man? What? I mean, seriously, what the hell are you thinking? I don't know. I don't get it. And look, you're not going to turn back the clock and turn 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds into non-sexual beings. You're going to have to deal with it and deal with it honestly and stuff. But when we start talking about, you know, 8-year-olds whose panties become, you know, billboards for their sexualization, it's like, come on, what parent wants that? Pam in Los Gatos. Pam, welcome to KGO.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just calling because I have a 13-year-old daughter in eighth grade,
mm-hmm.
and I will not let her wear tank tops. I call them white beater tops to school or strapless. And I tell her that if you wear that stuff, you give the wrong message to boys and men, and they'll want to have sex with you, and you end up pregnant. So that's my solution. I just say no, wrong message, and you'll get pregnant.
I don't know if I kind of see the line, but, you know, you wear a tank top, you get pregnant. I think you may have to do something a little more graphic to explain to her how you get pregnant.
Oh, we've had a sex talk.
Oh, okay.
But I'm glad you're having this conversation.
Yeah.
And the San Jose Mercury News about 2 months ago on a Saturday or Sunday issue, a woman did an article on the same subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really appalled because the parent interviewed, her last line was, I want my daughter to grow up to be beautiful and sexy. Well, what about being self-sufficient, educated, and having morals? And that was nowhere mentioned in the article. It's about moms who buy their girls, you know, juicy this, low-cut top, everything you've been talking about. But
yeah.
I want my daughter to be educated, self-sufficient, and grow up with values.
Yeah. And have somebody find those things sexy.
Yeah. And I'm appalled. I'm appalled. You know, my daughter knows who Britney Spears is, what a loser, and all these people. And that's who's being thrown to her.
But, you know, we can talk about Britney Spears being a loser and all the personal problems she's had. But a kid's going to look at it and say, yeah, but you know who she is. You know, she's famous. People are talking about her. You know, I go online and there's all this stuff about her. And she is one of the most, you know, I'm sure if you go on Google Hits, maybe not this past year, but, you know, years before that, you would find probably now it's Miley Cyrus or somebody. Well, even her star's probably faded a bit. But everybody's talking about her, and little kids want to be that kid. They want to be the popular kid everybody's talking about, if everybody talking about them is not necessarily positive.
Yeah, well, 13-year-olds want to be that way, too. So
yeah.
I think as a parent, you just have to say no. Being a parent is not a popularity contest. Your kid's going to hate you sometimes, but my job is to make the best decisions I can make for her. She's only 13. And I expect better from her than looking like a slutty little hoe.
Pam, I thank you for that. I wasn't cutting off because of that. I just want to try and squeeze one more call in before we have to go to the news. And Bradley and Tracy, you're going to be it. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
No, I'd never buy these clothes for any of my children. And I'm very concerned about where this clothing is being made. Is it being made in countries that maybe have an interest in compromising the moral values of our society?
Oh, it's probably being made overseas, but the people stitching it probably have absolutely no idea what the English words are. It's being designed here.
okay, being designed here, made over there,
yeah.
And over there, the kids probably don't dress with this clothing that their parents are making for them in these foreign factories. That said, nobody has to buy this garbage, and it just goes to show you that the moral values of our culture and our society are falling by the wayside by far, and it's getting worse by generation after generation after generation. When we talk about association breeds assimilation, so you have kids wearing these provocative clothes
mm-hmm.
that demonstrate different thought processes when it comes to moral values. That said, the other thing that I wanted to touch on real quick, so much going on inside of my head.
Yeah, but got 10 seconds.
Nobody has to buy it, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, it is the bottom line, and that does seem to be the problem for a lot of people. Quick social note: Christmas Eve's coming up, man, real quickly, like in a week. And as I have for the last several years, I'm thrilled that I'll be the MC for Claire D's Christmas Eve concert. This year, Yoshi's San Francisco. Last year, we did in Oakland. So this year, it's coming back to San Francisco. If you've never heard her, one of the great jazz singers, period. And I'm a very small part of this, but if you've never heard her, you're in for a great night. So Claire D at Yoshi's San Francisco, Christmas Eve, 8 o'clock, one show. Hope to see you there. Here's Chris Bretcher from the KGO Newsroom. What's coming up from the KGO Afternoon News?
Well, it's not really coming up from us. It's from Mother Nature, but we're going to keep track of it. I'm not taking credit for this storm. There's another one moving in just about now,
yeah.
And it's going to give us a difficult evening. So we will be keeping up to date on the roadways, on the airports, on any flooding, power outages. We have the storm desk cranked up. We did it by hand. You know, it's one of those you can do without electricity. And we're all ready to go. We're checking on the bar.
So that's why they talk about the cranks in the newsroom. I wonder what that
well,
was.
It's one reason.
Yeah.
The tax bill that the president signed today includes some changes that may not take effect right away. So your paychecks in January could be all over the map. We're going to talk with IRS about what to expect. And if you're an employer, what you should be paying attention to. And also, I think we're going to be talking with someone who was ripped off by Bernie Madoff and see if they're going to get any of this money back.
The $7 billion
well,
that they say
they're going
to recover.
One person,
yeah,
necessarily.
No.
Yeah,
but still, at least there's nice. Some money in the kitty, finally.
Yes. So that might be a nice Christmas present. And oh my gosh, the nice things people are doing around the Bay Area this year. To a cynic like me, it's they almost got me thinking this is a good thing, you know?
Nice of you to send that turkey over to the Cratchits, by the way. We all enjoyed that. Have a great weekend, y'all. Drive carefully. Please, 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 because we want to see you here Monday. KGO San Francisco, San Jose,
from
Oakland.
ABC News.
At 4 o'clock.
I'm Chuck Sievers.